Trump's stumping in Iowa. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider Colorado's decision to disqualify former President Trump from the Republican primary ballot. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
Arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court are set for February 8th in a case that could determine ballot access for former President Trump in several states. Justices agreed to take up the appeal from the former president's legal team after Colorado's Supreme Court ruled the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause disqualifies Donald Trump from again serving as president. Maine's Secretary of State made a similar ruling. That decision is being appealed in state courts for now. Challenges to former President Trump's ballot access are being considered in several other states. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump is set to hold two campaign events in Iowa, which coincide with the third anniversary of the January 6th attack. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
Former President Trump looks to shore up his support in the Hawkeye State, taking part in rallies in Newton before headlining a campaign event in Clinton. The former president is expected to attack President Biden's economic policies. The events come 3 years since the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, a focus of President Biden's first major campaign speech of the year Friday.
Political violence is never, ever acceptable in the United States political system. Never, never, never. It has no place in a democracy. None.
The president telling a crowd in Pennsylvania former President Trump's lies brought a mob to D.C., slamming his efforts to challenge 2020 election results. The former president responding, calling his opponent a true threat to democracy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Pentagon confirmed Friday that U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized since Monday. Austin's hospitalization is due to complications following a minor elective medical procedure. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Millions are under a winter weather watch. Fox's Christina Coleman gives us the details.
Winter weather alerts have been issued for about 35 million people along the eastern seaboard from Maine to the Carolinas ahead of a developing storm that could become the first nor'easter of the year. Crews are standing by with plows and road salt to prevent residents from crashing in what could turn out to be very dangerous driving conditions in this stormy weather. The National Weather Service predicts the storm could bring heavy snow to the northeast and also flash flooding and severe thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast and Florida over the weekend. Their short-range forecast from the Weather Service predicts 6 to 12 inches of snowfall, mainly north and west of I-95 from Philadelphia to Providence.
An ocean influence may prevent coastal communities like New York City and the South from seeing the same amount of snowfall as places like Boston. As huge numbers of student debt holders fail to begin making repayments, the Biden administration is fining three student debt loan servicers for failing to send people their bills on time. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The Department of Education announced Friday it was fining AidVantage $2 million, Ed Financial with a $160 fine, and Nelnet with a $13,000 fine. The department says the companies failed to get timely billing statements to 758,000 student loan borrowers. Significant because the department also said 40% of 22 million borrowers had failed to make their first payments starting back in November. That's when payments began again after a multi-year freeze during COVID and after the Supreme Court struck down the president's student debt loan forgiveness plan. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is kicking off his latest urgent Middle East diplomatic mission in Turkey. Blinken meeting with Turkey's president and foreign minister to discuss what Turkey and others can do to exert influence, particularly on Iran and its proxies. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.